WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD. From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 6 o'clock. I'm Patrick Lavery. Topping our report this hour, young adults continue to take a laissez-faire attitude toward COVID-19. Over the weekend, police had to break up a party in Howell with over 300 attendees, and long lines with no social distancing or face coverings was a repeated scene at bars in places like Point Pleasant, Belmar, and Seabright. Governor Murphy says this virus is not a game.
By the time these patrons would have even gotten in, this virus could have already easily spread just through the line.
Murphy, who says he wants to give everyone the chance to do the right thing, is warning people to do just that. If that doesn't happen, he's threatening to shut bars down in the interest of protecting public health. The governor is saying we are at our lowest levels now since early March with regard to hospital patients on ICU beds and on ventilators. Only about half of the 545 patients in hospitals with COVID-like symptoms have been confirmed to have the virus, the other half awaiting test results. Just 29 people remain on ventilators right now. Murder and weapons offenses are the charges against a 26-year-old man after his college student roommate is found dead in their Jersey City apartment over the weekend. Tong Cheng was arrested without incident early today at a hotel in Weehawken. Yuting Gi was found Saturday afternoon with multiple body lacerations. A crash on Route 1 in North Brunswick Saturday night has now led to charges against the driver who prosecutors say caused the rear-end incident, a 40-year-old man driving drunk with his two children in the car. Authorities say Christopher Mertens of Monmouth Junction faces multiple charges. The SUV he hit rolled over and caught fire, causing injuries. What's so great about the Garden State? Each week we profile those that make Jersey a great place to live. In Manalapan, there has been a flurry of mask wearing and buying because four young friends decided they wanted to start a business, which they then decided would be called Masks for Miracles. Although 13-year-old Ava Battaglio says there was some debate over every aspect of what these four girls would be collaborating on.
I remember Chelsea and I were trying to pick a name, and we went through so many lists of names trying to find something that flowed, and it was just really funny.
Because none of the girls are old enough to drive, they credit their parents with helping them promote and distribute. Do you have more good news about New Jersey? Let us know at our website, nj1015.com. Get the latest Jersey news on your schedule on demand. Go to nj1015.com/podcast. Heat advisories continuing into the evening. The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
Spin.
New Jersey 101.5 News Time 6:09. Now New Jersey 101.5 Instant Weather.
Weather looks like it's going to be plenty warm and humid as we go through the next couple of days. As we head through the rest of the day, it stays warm, humid. Heat advisories are out for parts of northeast Jersey through the evening hours. Temperatures 88 north, mid-90s south, maybe a pop-up storm. Tonight, an early storm, lows in the upper 60s to mid-70s. Tuesday, maybe a pop-up storm, otherwise just hot and humid, highs in the upper 80s to mid-90s. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm meteorologist Mark Thibodeau.
Manasquan, 83 degrees, Parsippany, 91, New Egypt, 92. Download our mobile app for free traffic, weather, and news alerts sent to your smartphone from New Jersey 101.5.